As we have mentioned, joining us this morning on the line, we have Chris van Zyl. He's the General Manager with the Transvaal Agricultural Union South Africa. We talk about the impact of the drought and the heat wave on the farming sector. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
And good morning to you and to your listeners as well. Thank you for this discussion.
We hear from some experts that the average household user of water, even though they may try their best to save water, it's not going to make a major difference because the bigger players are the ones who use most of the water. And statistics like 60% are being attributed to farmers. It's, farmers use 60% of the country's water. Do you think this is an unfair blaming of farmers that they need to get their act in order if we are going to manage our water resources effectively during this very trying time?
I think it goes both ways. On the one hand, I think there is a responsibility on farmers, especially those farmers who use irrigation for raising their crops. As far as that is concerned, I think there's more than enough technology on the market available to make sure that the optimum use of water takes place. But on the other hand, I think we need to say that the farmers are responsible for our daily existence. The food on the table which we eat. Up till now, we've been in a very fortunate position in that we were able to provide the country with food security, meaning that the population, even in theory, has access to sufficient food. The moment when we become an importer of food, we are going to face several other unforeseen problems. South Africa is far removed from the major agriculture producing countries of the world. That is predominantly up in Europe, North and South America, and then the Far East. So getting the food here is going to be an expensive exercise. On the other hand, I think the fact that a country who enjoys food security are in an advantageous position in terms of its independence and also its ability to help others. And I think as far as this is concerned, up till now South Africa has been a source of food for most of the subcontinent, and for many decades that has been the case. So on the one hand, I think farmers should realize that they are responsible not for abusing chemicals in terms of fertilizer, and on the other hand, to make sure that they don't use more than what is required.
There's this big debate, Chris, as to whether we should have been better prepared, whether we knew long enough that this was coming. From a farmer's perspective, do you think there's validity to this argument?
Yes, I think there is validity to that argument, especially as far as the pollution of our resources are concerned. Unfortunately, we are experiencing a drastic degrading of our sewage cleaning capability, the treatment and purification of sewage, as well as industrial wastage, which eventually ends up in our river systems. Added to this is the new tendency of open mining, especially on the Mpumalanga High Veld. And that also has a detrimental effect on the quality of water. So on the one hand, we might have water, but on the other hand, I can take you to streams and dams where for all practical purposes there is no natural life in those systems, because the quality of the water has been degraded to such an extent by either chemicals or heavy metals or whatever the case might be, that it is just unable to sustain life. So not only does that have an influence on food security, it also has an influence on the safety of food. Because if you irrigate vegetables or whatever with water which is contaminated, eventually that could pose a threat to the consumer. So I think being aware of the bigger picture in terms of the proper maintenance of systems, the proper application of the law for those who transgress the law has been set aside, and unfortunately that has now contributed to the very dire situation which we are facing at the moment.
Now, your colleague, Hank van der Graaf at the Transvaal Agricultural Union says that farming nationally is struggling to survive a second season of drought. And he's quoted as having said that you can start worrying about the food on your table because farmers are standing on a cliff. Is it as bad as that? Because on the one hand, when we read reports in the media, we start to panic. On the other hand, government says it's serious, but it's not a crisis. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the crisis part of the pacification effort is especially for urban dwellers, because in bigger centres such as Johannesburg, we've already seen hours and even in some places days where the citizens have been unable to access water. But I think inevitably this must have an impact not only on the production of food. Let me give you an example. I've seen a recent report of more than 40,000 head of cattle in KwaZulu-Natal that have died because they couldn't access water. If we look at the average use of water, then about 40, 50 liters of water is required per head of cattle per day. So if you're a livestock farmer and your stock cannot access water, then what are your options? There have been predictions that in the months to come we will probably see a drop in red meat prices because most farmers will try to reduce their stock levels purely because they can either not feed them because there's no grass or they do not have enough water. So on the short term, there might be beneficial advantages for the consumers. But in the long term, when the season changes again and farmers need to build up their stocks again, then of course the price would go heaven high. I see, for an example, that the price of white maize has gone up by 70% because it needs to be imported. Yellow maize have gone up by 60%, and there's no doubt that eventually this will affect the monthly expenditure in terms of groceries being bought at the supermarket. In the same vein, the other problem which is not addressed properly is that should farmers face bankruptcy and their current employees are unable to sustain their families, it can only contribute to an already unacceptable level of rural poverty and the levels of unemployment in rural areas. Because in the rural areas, there is no doubt in my mind that the agricultural sector is the strongest economic component providing jobs and income, therefore. So there are very serious domino effects in this whole process.
What's the way forward? What's the best way forward? There are those who say that we are fooling people into thinking that the household consumers, if they take a few showers less and if they don't use hose pipes and all those kind of things that the department is talking about, that it'll have a major effect on the situation and turning it around. The consumers or household consumers are not the biggest consumers, and therefore the key or the heart and the crux of the strategy will have to come from how big industry and how farmers are going to realign themselves now that we have a water crisis. In your opinion, what's the way forward?
Well, I think there should be a two-pronged approach. I think water users, whether it's for domestic purposes or whether it is for industrial or agricultural purposes, should really have a look at ways and means to control the utilization of the resource. But on the other hand, there is also the responsibility on government at all levels to ensure that the systems delivering water to the end user are properly maintained. I've seen reports that the reticulation systems in many of the big cities have not been properly maintained, and that is resulting in a major loss of water. On the other hand, I think from a legal point of view, those guilty of pollution should be prosecuted, and they should be taken to task to such an extent that it will reduce the levels of industrial and chemical pollution. But bearing in mind that the same should apply to municipalities in terms of the sewage wall. But then I think we should also start looking at other alternatives. I think the proper treatment of sewage water, the purification thereof, to bring it up to a standard where it could be utilized for drinking water, and this has been done for many decades in a place like Windhoek in Namibia. The desalinization, I think technology has advanced to such extent that one should really look at this. And then I think the government should seriously consider the privatization of research and the privatization of treatment facilities to ensure that water is properly treated. But we do not live in a country that is known to be water rich. Therefore, I think the frame of mind of the citizens also need to be addressed and to remind them that we are really dealing with a very precious resource.
Indeed. Chris, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much enlightening discussion. Very appreciated.
Thank you very much and have a nice weekend.
You too.